Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous...
I don't think I should be called the absolutely gorgeous anymore.
Why? Short fat, hairy legs.
Have you seen what you're all doing to me?
Yeah.
You're crucifying good, my it? Reputation.
It's great,
have you been
it?
Watching this? They all call me short fat, hairy legs. It is very funny, I have to say. It's hilarious.
Well, it shows you how these things kind of get a life of their own.
We're going
it?
Viral with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's just some months ago, somebody said, the trouble with you two is you sound like Eric and Ernie. So we started a debate over which of us had short, fat, hairy legs, and she lost.
There wasn't any. No. The debate was who was the funniest, and I didn't know why we were debating it, because obviously it's me.
Yeah.
And then I get christened with the fat, hairy legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, short, fat, hairy legs.
Yeah. Well, you are shorter than me.
That is true.
Yeah, that's
not hard, is it? No. So anyway, no, it's me and you.
Cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
Miss Hairy Legs is on.
Yes. I had a cat called Hairy Legs. Did I tell you this?
Did you?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, it was a kitten and it had these white hairy legs.
Do you know what? Cats normally start off as kittens.
Well, I know.
It's one of those funny things, isn't
it? I know, but you wouldn't... But obviously, they've got hairy legs, but this cat really, really had hairy legs.
Really hairy
so
legs.
We thought... Call it Hairy Legs.
Right.
Like you do.
Yeah.
It was the best name ever.
Did it respond?
What, to Hairy Legs?
Yeah,
of course, it knew nothing else. Oh, that's me. And I did have a cat called Eric.
Did you?
Yeah.
Eric the Viking.
Eric Morecambe.
Did you really?
So they've just haunted me.
Not at the same time. You didn't have Eric and Hairy Legs at the same time then?
No.
Should have done, really.
I've got disastrous stories to tell you about these kittens as well. It's just awful, isn't it? Cats sometimes are independent beings.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
So.
And of course, Terry here, who's
has hairy legs.
Later on. Well, he's got short, fat, hairy legs, but he's got a beagle as well, which gets a lot of publicity on social media.
Yeah, he's getting right into it, isn't he?
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, listen, I want to say a big thank you for everybody joining us for this afternoon for the Business Bunker Show. I want to say thank you to this week's show sponsor, lovely folks at Helping Hand Early Years Consultancy. Anything to do with nurseries, raising children, helping people cope with childhood problems, issues, and business consultancy in the childhood marketplace. Helping Hands are the people to talk to, so do check them out. Their website can be found on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website. Do have a look, and a big thank you to them for sponsoring today's show.
You know what's going to happen now, don't you?
What's that, mate?
Well, we're going to have somebody who's always on sending a gif. Hers will roll in first.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Do you think it'll be kittens? Do you think it will have kittens?
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then we'll just have a gif off.
Yeah.
A gif off.
A gif off. Gif off. Gif off, for love.
That's what it'll be today. Yeah. We did last week, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was about 12 gifs going on.
There were. So let us know
as
soon as
it
arrives. Yeah, as soon as it arrives, let us know.
All right.
And we'll check it out. Cool. We've got loads of emails and we've got some tweets already coming in. So do get in touch with us. And you can get in touch with us in all the usual ways. You could actually call me on 01233 220035.
Please call.
I never hear the phone ring anyway. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. That's biz with a Z, bizradio.co.uk. Or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. But please use the hashtag BBunker. Otherwise, we'll never find your tweet in amongst the 93 zillion tweets that I get every hour.
Mm.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, my phone just went off as well.
What? The real one?
My real one?
You know, the Batmobile one.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's Gotham City.
When I was in A&E, we used to have, obviously, an emergency phone, and we'd call it the Batmobile phone, and it was red.
It was a red one. I remember those as well. Yeah. You used to look at it and go, someone answer that.
Well, not really. One would hope not, anyway. One would hope.
We're all busy.
Emergency.
Coffee break, yeah.
That's not good to say. Anyway, how are you, love?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. There it is. It's in.
What you got? What's
the gift? Let the gif off begin. It's it's bird and a bike, but she's put a kitten on a bike. How do you find this? You crazy chickens. How do you do it? That's very funny, Amanda. You have Excel to go and have a look at it. Butterflies events. She's just the best. She really is.
I can't see it at the moment. I have a look at it at the moment.
It's a kitten on a motorbike.
Yeah.
She's put let the gif off begin, bird and a bike at B Bunker, not bird on a bike. We've got a cat on a bike. We've got hairy legs on a bike. Yeah, very, very funny.
Like it.
Yeah,
like
Edelbrae, you've got a lot to answer for.
Yeah, yeah, well, they're all busily going through their gift libraries now to trying to surpass that.
Did you see the one with the hairy legs that they put up? His hairy legs on this week and
yeah, yeah.
just being
Yeah, with the kitten socks. Yeah, yeah.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Well, you see, I put a picture of Eric and Ernie up.
Yeah.
And the reason I got that picture is because Dave Barry did an Eric and Ernie thing on his show on Saturday. And
what, especially for us?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No,
yeah,
he never.
No. Oh. He was doing an Eric and Ernie special, and he had loads of pictures hanging about, so I nicked one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so there you go.
Nice.
So, tell you what, Bird, why don't we kick off with...
Well, I will, and this is just specially for them. So this is Ethelbray Limited, and this is at Vanilla Web and Bird and a Bike, and this is B Bunker. Hello to all long and short legs of Kent Biz Radio. Have a great show. Can you please remind everyone that our public courses are running, and that's at Chilston Manor and at Brands Hatch Place. And that's on the 28th of May. Of course, it's May tomorrow, by the way.
It is
unbelievable.
Yeah. May Day.
And then the
May Day.
The 12th of September. And we've also got one in the 12th of June. And they're just £199. So really important. Go check it out.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, if you're going to do that, I'll do an email.
Oh, really?
Yeah. ZC Social Media, ZC Live is back. You went to ZC, didn't
yes.
you, Pamela? You were saying it was one of the things you went to a couple
Absolutely,
of years ago.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah. This is the third one. So you went to the first one. Yeah. This is the third one, 31st of May at the Strood Academy. ZC Live is back. And the ZC team are super excited and have lined up some amazing agenda and speakers, which will be revealed over the coming weeks. It's completely free to attend. Fantastic event. There's a ZC Live breakfast, which happens from 8 until 9. Then there's going to be workshops on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter. And then some of the speakers that are already announced are David Pepper from Twitter. Obviously, Zoe Cairns, international speaker and author. Kevin Thorpe of Big Jam Studios and Andy Lambert of Content Cow. There are other speakers, and they will be announced in short order. But do go and book your tickets, and to get your free ticket to ZC Live, eventbrite.co.uk/ZC Live 2019 tickets. See you there. There's going to be about, last year, about 500 people there. Mm. So I'm expecting at least that again this
year. Yeah, we say it every week, don't we? Mm. That it started off, you can't start these things off big. They literally take time to build and build.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. So it's really great, and I think it'll be bigger again this year.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, because your expectation is there, and then it's the place to be, isn't it?
Mm, absolutely. I've had a tweet. It wasn't me that tweeted this either. It was my folks. I've had a tweet from Fruitworks who said, we're looking forward to today's Business Bunker Show. Can we have a shout-out, please? That's from Tony and George at Fruitworks. Of course you can have a shout-out.
Cool. We've got Oregon Training getting on the bandwagon with the GIF, so let the GIF off begin.
Right.
And they've got a chicken, crazy chicken GIF. And it says, crazy chickens, we certainly are. Love the show, as always. So there's your shout-out for Oregon Training.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Dragon Co-working, who just say a big thank you to us for supporting them. Yeah, so cool. Good.
It's an absolute pleasure, isn't it?
It is. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, so I'm going to do an email. Hi.
Go for it.
That's what it says. Hi.
Hi.
Do you say hi anymore?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, my kids always say heya, whatever that is. I used to
say all right, my lover, but I don't say that anymore. It's not really appropriate here, is it?
All right, my lover.
All right, my lover.
All right, my lover.
All right, my lover. Yeah, there we are.
Thought you said liver.
Yeah, all right, my liver. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, hi. Yeah. I was hoping...
I quite like, you know, my lover, though.
It's yeah. lovely, isn't it?
It is lovely. Yeah. Yeah,
it's lovely. It's and lovely. People speak to you down there.
Yeah.
Kent people, I love you, and I've lived here for many years, but you're rude.
Yeah.
It's true, and you know it, Pamela.
Yeah.
You know it. They don't say hello.
No.
I don't want to know how your morning's going. They don't want to speak to you.
You don't smile at strangers.
No. You don't say...
You don't want to do that. No, you don't want to
and
do that.
I run, and I'm running, and I run along and go, morning. And they're like, crazy animal.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So, rude.
Well, it is lovely for you.
Oh, how lovely. Okay, I was hoping you could help us with a bit of publicity for our event that we have run for the last 3 years. And this is Sycamore Charity Golf Day. It's arguably the most enjoyable golf day in Kent. And this year, it is being held at the Tudor Park Hotel in Maidstone. And this is on the 5th of July. It's a Friday. Last year, they raised over, get ready for this. This is an amazing amount. They raised over 25,000 in just one day. Yeah, I don't think it's bad either. They've put not bad for one local firm. Absolutely agree with you. So the money helped purchase a sunshine coach for Bradstow School, who care for disabled and disadvantaged children. And this year, they aim to raise the same for Ilford School in Gravesend, who have 22 wheelchair users as pupils and are in desperate need of a coach with a tail lift. So to give you can a bit of background about Sycamore, they're an M&E contractor. Any idea an M&E contractor?
Yeah, it's mechanical engineering, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. Contractor. And we provide air conditioning, heating, yes, ventilation. Well done. Plumbing, electrical installs, and a commercial refrigeration to hospitality, retail and commercial. I'm going to cough. Throughout the UK. So to go and find out more, go to
www.sycamore,
and it's Syncore, right. Actually. It's not Sycamore. It looks like it. Syncore. Syncore.co.uk. Great. I'd like to know their story behind it. That's what I like. I like. Okay. I listen to that and I go, yeah. So if you're listening, Syncore, let us know. Ring in or just tweet us and tell us why. Why you care.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Interesting.
What?
Jules has put a GIF up.
Is it nice?
No.
Is it rude?
Yeah.
To who?
It's two pictures of me.
Of you?
One of which she photoshopped, yeah, because I wasn't dressed like that at all. And the other one I was actually dressed like that.
Is this the pink tutu one?
Yeah.
It always rings its ugly head, doesn't it, somewhere along the line?
Yeah.
I haven't got it yet. How funny is that on Twitter?
Yeah.
Has she put it under B Bunker, though?
I don't know. I'm trying to ignore it.
Oh, well, it's not under B Bunker, so then no.
Good. So
and
no
that's a really
it.
Good example. So thank you, Jules.
Yeah.
Jules has sent in a Twitter.
Yeah.
Without the handle B Bunker. And guess what?
We didn't see it. We can't see it, Jules.
Yeah. So put a B Bunker on it, hashtag B Bunker, and then the whole world can see.
Yeah, no, but you don't want to see it because it's horrible.
Well, we've seen it, haven't we, for years.
Yeah. She puts it out every week, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Exactly.
How's your week been?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, but I see you every Tuesday. Yeah, so my week starts from last Tuesday
last Wednesday.
And I explain this every week.
Yeah.
And you say the same joke.
Every week.
Every week.
Yeah, but it works.
Bart and Ernie.
Yeah, it works.
I'm the funny one, Terry. I'm the funny one.
How's my week been? It's been okay. I've had better weeks and I've
Tell
had worse
why.
Weeks. No. It's just, ups and downs of business. And
I've got a great mastermind question for later.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to ask it now.
Are you going to do it later?
Yeah, but okay. I just, while you were speaking, I thought, oh my God, it'll fit in lovely with what you're just saying there.
Fantastic. No, we'll go for that.
Yeah. But okay week.
Every week's okay. I mean, I'm still alive.
How do you rise from an okay week to a great week in business?
Great weeks are few and far between these days at the moment.
In business?
Yeah, in business.
Okay.
I'm talking totally about business. Yeah. But of course, because I work, like 20 hours a day, most things are business related. But big business triumphs right at the moment are few and far between. And a lot of that is because our useless politicians have made such a mess of everything that everybody's in that limbo that nobody knows what's happening. Nobody knows what's going on. And everybody, business is about confidence. People buy things, invest in things, do things when they're confident. When they're not, they hold back. And we've spent 3 years holding back. Despite that, our economy's grown, our jobs have grown and everything. Just imagine what it would be like if they actually got their act together and we could do something. So it's a bit depressing from that point of view. Big wins, no, not many recently.
Do you know what I'm seeing, though? I'm seeing a lot of houses being built.
Yeah.
So if business is...
Still not enough, though.
Well, and we've still got people complaining about it.
Yeah.
That we're building. So here's the question. If we're still holding back in business, who's going to buy those houses?
It's a difficult question, and there's lots of issues in there, because it's not just about the houses. there's a market. People want to buy houses.
And that makes you think, doesn't it?
But it isn't, you know, to my mind, a lot of people say, yeah, well, if they built more houses, that would solve the problem. But it doesn't, not in the southeast of England anyway, because most people I know, young people, can't afford one, even if they have built thousands of them. Yeah, it's, you know, we killed 100% mortgages based on some nonsense from 2007, which wasn't even an issue in this country, to be honest. We didn't have a junk mortgage issue in this country. We just pretended we had. Yeah. The government killed 100% mortgages. So how a 20-something in the southeast of England is supposed to find £90,000 for a deposit is beyond me. And you can build as many houses as you like, but the price isn't going to fall. Prices are falling because they're building houses, but not falling enough to make it viable. The other issue you've got is we're still not building enough houses. But the issue on top of that is one of the reasons we're not building enough houses is we haven't got anyone to build them because we haven't got any builders.
Interesting.
So a whole heap of things, yeah. Anyway, do you know what? I think we'll lighten the mood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I quite like it when you go a bit deep and ranty.
Do you?
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Is it?
Well, because we learn from it, don't we?
That's true. Well, I've got a track to play.
What is it?
Well, it basically sums up what the reason I'm doing business at the moment.
Oh, because you have to?
Yeah. It's the things we do for love. Yeah, 10cc.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Do you use social media for your business? Do you understand all things digital? No? Then come to ZC Live. Business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns will host a day full of great content for local businesses. Free workshops, inspiring speakers, networking opportunities, top marketing tips, the latest trends. And it's all free. Make your digital marketing more effective with ZC Live. Friday, May the 31st at Strood Academy. Book your free place now at zclive.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely lovely...
Funniest one of the two.
Riding
a bike.
With a short, fat, hairy legs. and a dodgy kitten.
Yeah.
Cool. So do keep the tweets coming. You're all a bit tardy this week with your tweets. Yeah, all a bit slow.
What's going on?
Come on.
They all.
Yeah.
It's not a holiday.
Yeah, come on, we've had Easter. You should be back in the groove now. Mind you, there's two more bank holidays in May, and it starts tomorrow, doesn't it? May, I mean, not a bank holiday.
I was going to say, we've never had a bank holiday on a Wednesday, have we?
No, we ought to. We ought to have Wednesdays off, didn't we?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Cool. I've had a tweet from Michael Parts Surveyors, and they say, "Hi, Paul. Michael Parts Surveyors would love a Business Bunker shout-out, please." And they've given me some interesting photographs of some commercial buildings they're currently looking to rent. And they have some absolutely delightful-looking, unusual buildings. Yeah.
Where are they, please, Michael Parts Surveyors?
Well, I know one of them because they sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. It's in Medway. And I think because Michael Parts are based in Medway, I suspect all the buildings are in Medway. But they've sent me a picture of one which has a big vaulted roof. It looks like it may even have been a church or something some stage. And it's a really interesting. I love buildings like that. I really do like buildings like that.
What, to work in or live in?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd love to live in a factory.
I agree with you. You know, in Flashdance, the movie?
Yeah.
No, seriously, you do know.
Yeah, I do know, yeah.
And you know where she does that sweaty dance thing?
Oh, yeah. I've got it on loop.
And the wall. And that's in the warehouse with all the walls, and it's all industrial, but it's all very trend. That's what I
That's exactly. I'd love to live in a factory.
Can you change purpose for it?
Yeah, you can. It is possible, yeah. But, you know... The problem is finding the right building in the first place, isn't it?
And also, it always comes down to location.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you don't want to live in a factory in the middle of an industrial estate, really, do you? That's
no,
not going to work, is it?
I can't wait to see the gift that's going to come from this now, I tell you.
Exactly.
Or the phone call that you'll receive in a minute.
Yeah.
That'll be funny.
But Michael Parts Surveyors have got some really... And check it out. Their Twitter handle is MPSL. So have a look. And have a look at the photographs. It's an interesting building. It's a really interesting vaulted ceiling.
Yeah.
Weird. It'd be nice to know what the building was. Maybe you can tell us, Emma. Good.
Ready. Tunbridge Wells. Travel agency named the best in the South East. Baldwin's Travel, Tunbridge Wells, was selected for this prestigious title as part of a power list of the nation's best agents by Industry Bible, the Travel Trade Gazette. More than 500 travel agencies and branches put themselves forward for consideration for TTG's Top 50 Travel Agencies 2019 in association with Kuoni, from which a shortlist of 100 finalists across 20 categories was devised. The Baldwin's Travel Tunbridge Wells was named in the South East Top Agency from a shortlist of 5, and Baldwin's Travel Uckfield also made the shortlist and was commended as a runner-up, which also places them in the top 50 list. So this is www.baldwinstravel.co.uk.
Fantastic. Well done to them.
Yeah.
They're really brilliant.
Yeah, I agree.
I booked a holiday with them once. It was really good. By accident.
What, booked it by accident with them or booked it by accident booking a holiday?
No, I accidentally booked a holiday.
As you do.
Yeah, as you do. I don't
understand how you can do that.
Well, I don't like holidays.
You don't take holidays, do you?
Yeah, no, I don't
like
holidays.
Well, I know, but you know that you're going into Baldwin's and that, guess what they do?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like, oh, yeah, well, he's coming into Tesco's and getting a bread.
No, I was with my son at the time and he went, oh, let's just have a look at that in there. And he went in and before I knew it, I'd booked a holiday. It was devious. We went on a cruise, would you believe? Me and Steve went on a cruise. It was really good fun. It was really good fun. Yeah, we had great fun.
Just something that doesn't entertain me. We saw some
amazing places. We went to Pompeii and we walked all around Pompeii and we got assaulted in a market in the souk in Tunisia, in Tunis. That was scary and funny. And then we hung out on the docks in Marseille and...
Yeah. Marseille,
don't you know?
Wow,
you know, it was good fun. I was surprised. I was really surprised, and that was organised by Baldwin's, and a fantastic job they did too. Yeah. So many congratulations to them for winning that prestigious award and getting the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what?
No.
Should we talk to a guest?
Let's do it.
Should we do something really sensible?
Yeah, let's see. Let's get some wisdom from somewhere.
It's got to come from somewhere, isn't it? And I think it's going to come from Pamela.
Oh, well, I'll try.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, Pamela Angley.
Thank you very much.
Pamela, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll just get a few things out of the way first. Yes. You are, in fact, not English, are you?
I'm definitely not. Mm. Don't adjust your dial. I'm Irish.
Right.
So, yes, I'm living here about over 2 years now.
Okay, cool. And you were telling us off air that you're coming from the Limerick area?
The Limerick area, or Munster Rugby. It's also known as the home of rugby. So, yes, Limerick, cool. South West.
So we won't talk about that anymore?
No, we're done with
rugby.
That.
Yep. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You've got a new business.
I do.
Tell us what your business is called and what it does briefly, and then we're going to interrogate you and find out how you got this business.
No problem. So I'm a digital marketer. I have been for the last 6 years.
Right.
Funnily enough, another story. My background is law.
Law?
Law onto digital marketing. So, yes, picked up digital marketing while I was studying and just fell in love with it. So for 6 years, it's been my main source of income.
Right.
My business just started brand new. It's a baby business in January. It's Angley Digital Media.
Fantastic.
So pick the surname.
Right. So let's unpick that and go back. So you were in, what were you doing in law? Were you studying law?
Just studied, qualified, got my law degree. So I went to university as a mature student.
Right.
Still love law, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So what made you, as a mature, she doesn't look old enough.
You know what? My mind is going mad now. I'm like looking at you going, Pamela, what are you doing, love?
Yeah.
Why aren't you a lawyer? That'd be amazing. Could you imagine her in court?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I loved human rights law.
Right, okay.
That was my specialty.
You could have married George Clooney.
I know. What was I thinking? The name, it was suit
like
me,
coffee.
Wouldn't it? I know, it still is something. Maybe down the line, I'd like to do pro bono with human rights and do it as something on the side for my business. But through it, I found the passion for digital marketing because I was working for an events company, another side, while I was studying.
Right.
And just started getting involved in all the marketing and loved it.
Okay. That's interesting. It's interesting you should say that. Because I was having a rant about this the other day for various reasons, which will become clear later on in the show, possibly. But one of the things I was ranting about is how the hospitality industry, which is the other side of the events industry, you know, like hotels and venues, how awful they are at digital marketing. They are, on the whole, they are atrocious.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. It's not personal.
No. I stay at quite a few places for business and pleasure, and I always, if it's good, and normally, you know, I have a reasonable experience most places, if it is, I always tweet and Facebook and LinkedIn and go, you know, with photographs, or I stayed here, I stayed there.
Lovely.
And it was nothing. They never respond.
Oh,
they never
say
anything.
Dream come true for businesses. Definitely,
you know. And nothing. Like, you just think, did you not look at this?
So why aren't businesses retweeting?
It's engaging. Scheduled. And this is where it's great to schedule for businesses. I understand businesses don't have time to sit on social media all day because you're running your business.
Sure.
But you need to have interaction.
Yeah.
You need to engage with your audience. And that's exactly what's happening to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nobody's responding because nobody's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it can go very, very wrong for businesses too.
Yeah.
If, God forbid, like a travel agency did tweet about a country they fly people to and something happened that day and there's no one there to man that. It's dangerous to schedule all the time.
Absolutely.
It can do a lot of damage.
So true.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. And you're absolutely right, Pamela. That's exactly what happens. There's no one there. There's no one taking any notice. You know, in 6 months' time, somebody might look at it and respond
it's
by which
early.
Time you've forgotten.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is really good. I mean, you're the dream customer, somebody who'll just not tweet the bad, but tweet the good.
Yeah.
Every business wants that.
Oh, I tweet bad as well.
Yeah.
Trust me, I tweet bad.
I think I did see a rant.
Oh, I tweet bad as well. Get me all that. No, you're absolutely right. And that opportunity, though, is part of the fun, the interest in digital media marketing, is it not?
Absolutely. Social media is just one side.
Yeah.
So there's social media marketers out there. It's fantastic. I call it one piece of the pie.
Yeah, yeah.
So I branch into the other sides as well. So SEO, I know that confuses everybody. That's Google.
Mm.
In just short terms, it's Google or search engines.
Mm.
And that's where you want to be. But social media will help with that. And likewise, your website will. So it's all linked and it's all piece of a pie. But I work in each area.
Okay. So you're doing a whole across the board.
The whole lot.
Digital marketing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not just social media marketing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry.
I think as well, it works best for most industries if you've got an integrated marketing strategy, which is digital within using other channels as well.
Absolutely.
And one of the best ones, actually, people still buy people, you know. If you're not an online
completely
business,
agree.
Not a completely online business, then actually meeting people, building relationships, building collaborations, actually works quite well. You get quite a lot of recommendation
agree.
Business. And it combined with the kind of stuff you do on digital, that kind of approach works.
And you're absolutely right. But again, you know, you can use these tools for doing exactly that.
Absolutely.
Yeah? I'm involved in a business that's just launched, and we put some tweets out yesterday about a trade show in Coventry that we're going to next week. And we put some tweets out saying, we've been tweeting about it, but Jo went, do you know what? We're right opposite the toilets. So she put a picture up. We're going, if you need the toilets, stop by and say hello on the way out.
I love that. Yes.
And because it was unusual, we actually had someone contact us and go, can we arrange a meeting there? Because I want to talk to you, not about the toilets, but I want to talk to you about something to do. And it was a really good contact as well.
Fantastic.
So it shows you're both right.
Absolutely
that you've got that
right.
Digital platform, but that face-to-face connection is the key thing.
It's crucial. And I think people are afraid of digital marketing because they think it's all behind a screen.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be. The interaction and engagement is crucial.
Yeah.
It should go hand in hand.
Mm.
Always, as you said, people love people.
Mm.
People trust people.
Hmm.
They don't trust just the social media page or the website. They trust people.
Hmm.
Don't you think that building on Paul's point about not getting a response from hotels or wherever you stay, that a lot of organisations and businesses see marketing as one way.
Absolutely.
Totally one way.
Just shouting.
And these days it has to be two way.
Yeah, yeah.
I always remember when I was in an organisation a few years ago, I had the head of the marketing up there, and I was being pushed to put social media on the agenda and use it. I said, until we've got enough money for someone to sit there and monitor it 4 or 5 hours a day so you can actually respond to the good, the bad and the ugly, I ain't doing it.
Mm.
And we didn't until we'd actually could afford to put someone in there, not just do the outbound stuff, but handle the inbound stuff as well.
It's true.
I guess has to be part of the strategy as well.
Absolutely. And it can be an all or nothing. Also, with marketing, there's not one company that has the same marketing strategy. That's what I love about it. It's so diverse.
Mm.
It can change one day to the next, and not one client I would even have has the same strategy or the same social media or the same website. So that's what I truly do love. I love looking at companies or businesses and seeing what can be just changed a little. Some people have it very right and don't need a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely there's a little bit of fear, I think, out there with the digital marketing world, and I do understand it.
I think you're absolutely right, Pamela, and there's fear at different levels, isn't there?
Yes.
There's the fear, the reverse side of what we've just been talking about, that, hold on, if we stick our head above the parapet and somebody moans at us or says something nasty about us on social media, what are we going to do?
Yes.
Yeah, it's out in the public, and don't like that. Which is interesting because I use that as a weapon.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
I use that as a I've weaponized that with big organizations. Yeah. Big organizations that have spent their life being evil to their customers.
That's good. Yeah.
With social media, they can't avoid it, and
I bet they respond.
Yeah, they respond instantly. You can ring big organisations, and they just don't care.
Exactly.
You put it on social media, mate, and they're straight there.
It's true.
You know,
it's a double-edged sword. Mm. It's an honest platform, but it does have the downside of trolls, as we all know,
as well.
People who do just spend their days complaining about complaining. Yeah. I'm not saying you're one of those people, Paul. You have genuine rants.
No, that's me.
But yes, it's an honest platform, and I think that's what people trust. Reviews on websites no longer work. We don't know who they're from.
That's true. That's
you could have written
true.
Them yourself.
Yeah.
And I do believe people have honest reviews on their websites. Mm. But when you see people on social media recommend, you take that recommendation.
It's difficult, isn't it? And I've spoken to people about this with things like TripAdvisor, people that run, you know, restaurants or whatever. And being able to handle things like that is a skill that a lot of people don't really cope with very well. You know, you get a bad review and a lot of people will launch into them.
I've seen it.
Yeah. And that's bad news too, because it just makes you look silly. But by the same token, of course, it's not fair either. You know, because
one way.
Yeah, it's all one way. Somebody walks in and goes, you know, I ordered egg and chips and there was only one egg and I should have had two or whatever. Yeah. You have no idea what was said, why, you know, or anything else. You know, there may have been a big sign on the wall that says, sorry, we're short of eggs today. Yeah. You just don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. You just don't know.
People
moan about things without knowing the context of it. And then the owners of the business get all upset and try to fight back. And that's a bad move.
There's no room for emotion on social media either. Mm. You have to remember, especially with businesses, your personal page, fine.
Yeah.
But with a business, you're an entity still.
Yeah.
It goes back to those old business rules that you're an entity, and you represent yourself that way.
Yeah, you're so right. And I'm smiling because a few weeks ago, we had a conversation with someone in the studio about the things that people put on business social media pages and how you have to be very careful about that. And we had a long conversation in the studio about it. And then last week, one of those people that was in that conversation put a post up that said, if you voted for Brexit, you can F off on their business page.
No,
and you think,
no.
That was actually the majority of the country. So there's a fair chance that over half your customers you've just told to do
it's
one.
So true.
Yeah.
There's no place for politics, for religion, or anything like that on social media.
Or football. Yeah.
Or football, yeah. Of course, exactly. What I would tend to say as well with social media, it has sparked for me, it's I'll be doing a blog soon on social media etiquette.
Yeah.
There's blurred lines there of what you can post and cannot post from the personal to the business. And that's where I highly recommend that graduates are fantastic. They're fantastic workers to start. Don't just put a graduate on your social media accounts because they know it, because they know their personal accounts. They don't know the business side.
That's incredibly true, isn't it? And this is a mistake, again, that a lot of people make, because what you said earlier is very true, Pamela, that a lot of organisations shy away from digital marketing in general because they think it's a technical area and they don't understand the technology. They then come across an 11-year-old that knows how to work the technology and they put them in charge, yeah? But it's not about the technology, it's about the content.
Exactly. And, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, would you put them in charge of your whole business? Mm. That's what you're doing. Mm. That's the face of your business on social media.
Mm. It's also about having the plan.
I mean,
people, you're right, people get straight to the technology. Oh, I better buy that piece of software because guess what? It's going to make a big difference. Well, it might do, but actually, is it actually in line with the thing difference you want to make in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your marketing plan say you actually want to do?
It's true.
And what's the best channel?
Yeah.
Which part of digital? Or is it all of it or whatever?
Exactly.
And then you go on and you can employ your graduate then because you've got a framework and some objective to work to.
Absolutely. You know? And I think this is where you come from, isn't it,
exactly.
Pamela? That you're looking at the whole...
I can look at the whole picture, basically. Yeah. Because it's never just down to social media either. Some people have that. They're doing well on it. It could be the website, but everything should link. Your website should have your social media. Your social media should have some links to the website.
Yeah.
Likewise, every part of your business should link up. So I think most businesses have it going well, but they can't bridge those gaps. Mm. And that's where I would come in as a translator as such between even web developers and businesses. And I can speak the lingo and then be the personal side for the business as well.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. I came across this some months ago. I've mentioned it a couple of times on the show. I know I'm boring and I say the same things over and over again. But it's a message that I still want to drive out there. I came across this statistic a while back and I did not believe it. And I've checked and I've checked and I've checked. And the people that publish this statistic are a well-known business organization. Okay. And they tell me that all of their surveys show that it is correct. They claim, and this is the Federation of Small Business.
Okay.
They claim that 76% of all small businesses have no business digital presence in the UK. 76%.
That's shocking. And I have to say, it surprised me moving over here because I did think it'd be far advanced. So it did surprise me. It's what did spark me to launch my own business, that I see that niche, and it is small businesses.
Yeah, it is.
And that is my market as well, because the big companies, they have it. They have somebody, maybe full-time even, who's doing the digital marketing. It's the small businesses that they don't quite know where to start either, and I understand that.
Absolutely.
Or they've been burned. Yeah. They've had a bad experience, be it their social media, their website. So it's the distrust. There is absolute distrust there.
You are 100% right. I own a digital media business. We develop websites.
Very good.
And one of the real problems with small businesses is, for them, they don't know how to commission getting a website. Yeah.
Where to start.
Yeah, they don't know where to start. They have no fundamental idea of the costs. Yeah. You know, they ask ridiculous things and want to pay tuppence, which is all understandable.
Yes.
But, of course, unless there's a model that they can look at that says, you know, this is the way to do it, they don't know. They just dive in and go, you know, can you write me a website for 100 quid? And you go, yeah, I could. It wouldn't have much on it,
no,
but I could.
This is I did do a blog recently on websites that they are not business cards. Mm. That's one expensive business card if that's how you're using a website.
Yeah.
It should be used for SEO purposes to have a Google presence.
But again, this is your point, isn't it? Yep. Coming back, and the point that Terry made is that people go out and go, do you know what? We ought to have a website. They have no idea why they want a website, what they want to do with it. Yeah.
But also,
totally agree. Totally agree. I mean, I've said at least, because I do sort of free sort of couple of hours chats with people about their business. And I must have said to half a dozen people in the last 12 months, why are you about to spend 3,000 quid on a website?
Mm.
Would you like to tell me what it's for?
Mm.
Why are you having one?
It's not a magic wand.
Because we ought to have one. Yeah, okay, fine, understand that. But what's it supposed to do for you, and how are you going to make it work?
Yeah.
Well, they're right. They do have to have one.
Yes.
First and foremost, you have to have a website. But here's the thing. You've also got to work at it, and you've got to write the copy yourself.
Absolutely.
And people don't want to do that. People don't want to go, oh, my gosh, right, there's my website. Go and design it. I've got no idea what I want.
Mm.
So off they go. They come back with, and it's not the website they wanted, because they didn't know what they wanted in the first place. And then they've got to populate it themselves, and they don't have the time for that.
No.
They've thought the website designer should do that, and that's not his job.
It's not, and it's down to communication.
Of course.
This is where I see the error there, and this is where I have stepped in and have spoken on behalf of businesses to the development side, and because I may have a better mindset. But I do think people overthink it as well. Put you into your website. Mm. It has to be personal, because as I've said, people trust people.
Mm, absolutely. So
yes, you want a lovely, clean, professional website, but put your personality into it too. Your blood, sweat and tears of your business. You want to put your presence in there as well.
And as someone involved in the law,
yes,
you'll also know that one of the big problems with very small businesses and their initial websites is they never look at the ownership structure of the website when they've had it designed.
First thing I tell people.
Yeah, the amount of people that I have come to me go, I fall out with my web company and they won't give me the passwords to the site and they reckon they own the copyright. And you go, they do.
They designed it. I have had this a few times. I've had that experience, not personally, but on behalf of a client, and it's something I highly recommend. Get this before anything starts in writing of what each expectation is,
absolutely.
And then you can't go wrong. because web developers do like things in writing too for themselves.
Yeah.
They are structured, like they're structured, they're coders, that's their world.
Yeah.
But communication may not be the strongest side.
Absolutely.
So that's up to you to communicate.
And people do things just because they're working their way through and do things.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I come across quite often, and it's always when an organization has fallen out with their web developer, they go, right, we're going to go somewhere else. And then they suddenly find that when they registered the company and the URL, they asked the web company to register it, and it's registered in the web company's name. They don't even own the URL.
No,
yeah.
This is it. It's a massive. So this is the world I do understand and that I can advise on because I've seen it. I've seen a few of these things happen and ironed it out with people, usually web developers, you know, if you want to move on.
Yeah.
They'll allow it happen. They realise that, you know, if communications are broken down or the relationship. And this then causes this distrust because they didn't agree this. So it's neither's fault,
it's
really.
It's managing expectations. Yeah. That's what your job is, I would imagine.
Yes,
absolutely.
And the problem is, and it's not just with digital and marketing and all of that. There are other areas where this is the same, but this is a big area at the moment because it's technical and because most people don't understand it. They don't even know what questions to ask.
That's it. They're lost in jargon.
Yeah.
I don't know, is that a word here?
No, it is.
These Irish words. They're lost in jargon. And it is technical. So I went
there once. It's terrible. The second roundabout off the high streets. And
just outside Reading, I think.
Mean, jargon.
In Wiltshire. One small tip to build on what you just said. I had a meeting last week with someone and same conversation, you know, website, blah, blah, blah. And I said, who hosts your website? And a blank look appeared.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, surely, is it the person who designed it? Who's hosting it? And the individual concerned didn't know who hosted their website. I said, well, how the hell are you supposed to go? You know, if you want to move this website, surely you should be in control of who's hosting it, even if it's someone else by contract.
Yeah.
So find out also who the hosting service is, as well as the person that's actually.
It's true. And many people don't even understand that. You know, they don't.
Exactly.
And I get that. You're perfecting your business. You shouldn't have to understand all this lingo.
Yeah.
But the main two questions I'll always, it goes for any rule of business, but in marketing in particular, in digital, is who's your audience and what are you selling? Like, what are you selling? Who's your audience? And many people can't establish those two questions.
Exactly,
So that's really important because I can market for you, but I can't answer your business questions.
Well, you see, this is the problem, isn't it? If you say to someone, well, who are you selling to? They'll go anyone.
Anyone
that will buy.
The whole world.
Yeah. And there's a bit of truth in there.
I get that.
Yeah, but it's not how you do marketing, though, is it?
You have to close the net in first and be smaller.
Yeah.
And then you widen the net. And that's the way marketing works, the exact same way any other side of your business would, really. You know, I think people think digital marketing is so far removed from traditional. That can still go hand in hand too.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eliminate the old school marketing either. And as I said, people to people, I wouldn't eliminate that.
And the basis of both of those is the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's about understanding your aims and ambitions, understanding your target market, understanding your budget, understanding what you're trying to achieve, then what platform you use, whether you put it in the paper, on the TV, or in a social media marketing strategy is a secondary thing.
And it's a whole marketing plan, which I know Terry will be expanding on business plans, and they do go hand in hand. My marketing probably is a lot shorter than Terry has the full business plan. But yes, it's good for them to have an idea of what they want to do.
Absolutely.
Because I can certainly market for people and I can guide them, but those questions need to be answered.
If you may have to spend 3 days talking to someone first to understand exactly how you
can
market effectively. Because I guess you'll be judged partly on results as well.
It's so true. Yeah. I like to do it the right way and to guide them in the right path. So I like spending time speaking to clients, getting to know them. I'm never just behind the screen.
Yeah.
And I think that's the distrust that's happened is people don't meet their marketers or don't meet the web developers. And so I'm like that go-between now, a translator, I call myself with it, that's what I am and that's what I like to be. So I can't say I work in just one part of the marketing business, but I evaluate each business separately and what their needs are.
Sure. So, you launched in January.
I did.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's gone well. It's gone really well.
Are you pleased that you launched?
I'm so happy I did. Yeah. It really feels, it's difficult, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It is 24/7. People say, you can take all the days off you want. No, no,
no you can't.
That's not true. But I do love it. I love steering my own ship. I was very lucky. The people I had worked for when I first came here embraced it, nurtured me, and knew that this was the path I wanted to go, so nothing was secretive. Right. They're still my clients. I'm very lucky. I still have a client from Ireland, so I'm gathering them as I'm going along. But I love meeting the people out there as well. So I love the networking pool that's there in Kent. There's a fantastic community. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, all power to you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I will.
For a moment, Pamela, if people want to find out more about Angley Digital Media, how can they do that? What's the best way to do that?
I'd say the best way would be my website. So it's www.angleydigitalmedia.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And I'm on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn also. If you just type in the name of the company, Angley Digital Media, you'll find me.
Fantastic. There is a link to that on the Biz Radio website, and that link will stay there forever. So
thank you so much.
So a nice bit of backlinking SEO there. The link's there. So if you didn't write that down, just look at Biz Radio on the homepage under today's show 425, and you will see the link and follow it. Pamela, we wish you much success.
Thank you so much.
We love what you're doing, and we love the way you're doing it. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Cool. Pleasure. We got a few minutes before the half-time point in the show, so we can do some more tweets and emails if you want.
I've got best business events. We still have places left on our at Jade Pluck workshop, and that's LinkedIn for Business tomorrow. That's today.
It's
a waste. I'm just wasting.
There's another one on May the 9th.
Is there?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Same place?
No, it's at the Copthorne Hotel.
You don't need me.
No, I don't. I remember these things.
Bert always needs Ernie.
Mm-hmm. But apart from that, you can find it in the same place.
Eric needs Ernie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these things always come in pairs.
Exactly.
And you're a right pair.
Right, thanks. Nothing else to say.
That's it. Yeah, no more.
Introducing Ashford Corporate Giving Fund. Now, we had Josephine on the show, oh my gosh, maybe 6 weeks ago now. The aim of the new fund, run by Kent Community Foundation, KCF, is to connect socially responsible businesses and entrepreneurs with innovative projects to make a real difference in the Ashford community and help those most in need. Now, when we spoke to Josephine, she said that really people want to invest locally. That would be fair to say, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Rather than actually just put it into a big pot and you never see where it's going. So members of Ashford Corporate Giving Fund will make an annual charitable donation to KCF of between $1,000 and $2,500, which will be pooled to create a collective fund to support local causes. So twice a year, KCF will invite members to come together at a networking event to decide which local causes to support and to find out more about the most pressing issues facing the local community. So if you would like to join the Ashford Corporate Giving Fund and help make positive, lasting changes in your local community, you need to get hold of Josephine at kentcf.org.uk, or you can go on to Kent Community Foundation, which is www.wibblywobblyway, and that's kentcf.org.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Amanda.
Oh.
She gifted again.
Is it good?
Well,
is it rude?
It's to you, Bird.
No, it's going to be rude then, isn't it?
No, it says, I bet Vanilla Webb is pointing his fingers.
Yeah. I said, you know him too well.
Yeah.
You did.
Did I?
It you wasn't, can't help it.
It wasn't loaded, though.
Who am I to judge? I would say it was.
Yeah.
I would say you were, like, right up there.
Was I?
Well, yeah, you have a thought process in this.
Do I?
You do, because you express it every week.
Yeah, because I go on about it, yeah.
But it's true. And I've got more. I would like to know more about Pamela, about how she's actually starting the business and all that. Why would you go from law?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Why didn't you ask her?
Well, we can.
Just couldn't get a word in.
I was just letting it flow.
Well, ask her now.
Well, we can't.
You've got 2 minutes. Ask her now.
Why? Yeah, because I know you said law.
Yes.
Tell us why, because you could have been George Clooney's wife.
And I do love law.
Yeah.
I loved the 4 years. It's just, I didn't want to be a solicitor sitting in an office helping people sue each other. that wasn't what I got into. So I was a bit delusional going into law, thinking everything's fair and just and balanced. And it's not.
No, of course not.
So that aspect of law, which is really, it's the main gateway, it's the main way to make money. And it's kind of, sorry, solicitors out there, it's kind of, for me, soulless.
I love it. I love it that you're standing by your values and beliefs.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if somebody disagrees with you. That's what you hold true. And that's what I love.
That's it. Yeah. So it wasn't a waste of time for me either. Like I said, it nourished
it's
me.
It's never studying. A waste, is it?
Yes. I loved the human rights aspect. And it's something hopefully I'll return to someday as a side kind of hobby or charity.
I get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. I mean, this, you know, we live in a different age now. Yeah, a couple of generations back, people aspired to work in professional settings. I had a friend that was a solicitor, and he owned his own solicitor, a lawyer practice, eventually. He hated every single minute of his entire 30-year career. He always wanted to be a flamenco guitarist.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and he was a fantastic guitarist.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, he was a solicitor, boring and dull.
did he go and be a flamenco?
Sorry?
Did he go off and do it?
Eventually he did.
Did he live the dream?
Oh, I love that.
Eventually he did. Eventually he sold
That's
the practice.
Nicer.
He built, with the proceeds, he built a proper recording studio in his house.
Fantastic.
And he recorded loads of flamenco guitar music and flogged it.
That's living the dream.
I love it. Yeah.
Love it.
I love that.
He didn't make any money out of it, and not what he made as a lawyer, but he didn't need to by then, you know. But that's the interesting thing, isn't it? And now we have more chance of being able to do that at the appropriate time, rather than have to get rich and then indulge ourselves, if you see what I mean.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's pressure even for kids, I think, nowadays, to pick one career path.
Exactly.
No, you can do a U-turn at any point.
Of course you can.
Any point.
Absolutely. And on that note, U-turns, we're going to join the newsroom. We'll be back after the news.
On the hour,